Welcome to TNUSS Voices,
where words connect worlds.
I'm Mieko.
I'm Keisuke.
And I'm Yui. We are your hosts, and we are very excited to share today's episode with you.
Keisuke, how have you been lately?
Pretty good. How about you, Mieko and Yui? How are you both doing?
I'm good. I am really excited about today's episode. This is very relatable to me.
Right? I believe we will have a meaningful discussion today. And I'm also excited to welcome our guests for today's episode.
To our listeners, we will be talking about expectations and realities of an advanced student.
Right. We will hear shared and relatable stories and hopefully resonates with our listeners.
That's what we are talking about today. Our guests were the newly promoted advanced students from Form 5. Let's dive in.
Yes, today we are joined by two of our classmates to share their opinions and experiences. Hi, Aiko and Yuhi.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here today.
Hi, guys. Thanks for inviting us to the podcast.
We are really excited to hear your ideas.
Let's get started.
Let's go.
For starters, please share a little background about you. Let's start with Aiko.
Thanks. When I was in Form 4, I was a core student. When I learned that I am joining the advanced team this year, I was so worried to learn with advanced students because they have very high English skills.
Wow, that must be scary. How about you, Yuhi?
In my case, when I learned about getting promoted to the advanced school, it is so horrified. I felt like it is impossible to keep up with the competitive class because I have never thought I have enough abilities until 2 years ago.
Thank you for your sharing your background, Yuhi. I'm curious, how did your parents react to the news?
Of course, they were so surprised. And then they said, this is your achievement. So you can study harder to pass entrance exam, such as Waseda and Todai. I realized I have to improve my ability for my future.
Wow. How about you, Aiko?
They were surprised and cheered up me to study in high-level courses.
Next question. Let's talk about your own expectations now. Could you share with us your personal expectations as a student joining the advanced group?
I expected that the tests are very difficult and have to join English contests many times.
Wow, that's surprising. And how is it going so far? Are some of your expectations being met or not?
I thought the classes will be a bit difficult for me. For instance, to talk with members and to do presentation. But now, I can keep up with them than I expected.
And what about you, Yuhi?
As for me, joining the class can make it possible to enhance my English skills from an objective perspective. Until last semester, our class had some problems such as motivation gap, which have a negative impact on all students. However, people participating in the proper classes can remove the problem. So I was excited to learn it.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. You know, I remember I really expected that advanced students always get perfect score on tests.
Yui, well, what I remember was I expected that advanced students study well in my first lesson. I was worried about whether I can adapt myself to new classes, but I began friendly with my classmates soon.
Well, now you're here in your fifth year and an advanced team. How are you doing?
I guess the reality of being an advanced student is funny and team members are friendly, but sometimes I feel it's a bit too advanced for me. So I think that I need to study more after class.
As a part of the advanced team, my reality is now facing some problems, but going well. I can make myself improve.
Now that you are already a part of the advanced group, any pleasure or do you feel you are being hard on yourself?
Yes, I know the difficulty of advanced class because I have heard from my friend about the classes.
As for me, sometimes feel the pressure such as taking aching exam, but I don't feel I am being hard on myself because I feel like I have studied English as long as possible, so I don't think I have to rush myself.
What do you want to keep doing from here on?
I would like to speak English more fluently, and I want to talk with my teachers and my classmates. I also want to study more level up vocabulary.
I think I want to improve my English skills for my future and to get C2 levels English skills. After graduation, I want to go to study abroad for my English skills and my career.
Thanks for sharing. And advice to our fellow students, some of us are aspiring to join the advanced team. Others might be surprised to become one.
I guess I would say that I was thinking the same thing. I was very surprised too, but these days I'm having fun doing it. So I think they should not be scared to welcome the journey.
It would be to study well for an exam. However, singing English songs is much easier to learn English, which can enable you to enjoy the journey and have fun.
Great discussion today. For me, my advice to our dear listeners would take care of yourselves and enjoy learning English. It's not necessary to be perfect all the time.
That's awesome. I like to tell our listeners to keep studying English hard. All right, everyone. That was such a great episode. Thank you, Aiko and Yuhi, for sharing your thoughts and experiences today.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We hope today's episode was fun to you all.
Thank you, Mieko, Keisuke, and Yui for inviting us to share our thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. I really had fun being a guest to the TNSS podcast.
We'll be back with more student voices and interesting discussion next time here at TNUSS Voices.
Where words connect worlds.
Catch all our episodes on TNUSS official website.
Special thanks to Scott Holmes for our background track.
See you next time.
Bye-bye. Mata ne.